Most of the town of Johnston looks pretty much just like what it is now, a suburb, a mix of houses, strip malls, big box stores, chain restaurants, and car dealerships. Stick to the main roads and you'll get very little sense of the history of the place. I've driven this particular stretch of George Waterman Road countless times and never noticed the Clements Irons House, a rare surviving example of a Rhode Island stone ender. So now, on this cold January morning, I'm getting a tour from Dan Santos, site manager for the preservation organization Historic New England. Hey, Dan.
How are you?
All right.
Thanks for coming out today.
It's a nice cold one didn't we?
Have you ever been here before?
No. I've driven by.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Yeah. But you can step right in if you'd like to, or we can...
Wow.
So this is the Clement Irons House that we're visiting today, one of Historic New England's 36 properties. We're on a little under an acre of land right now, but at one point this was a large farm, a center for a large farm. We're in the house of the farmhouse, if you will, right now, 1691 stone ender. But this the holdings of the families that lived here had grown to be over 300 acres, and now is just a little under an acre.
Is this house on the spot that it was when it was built in 1691?
Yes, it is, although the footprint of the house had grown also. So this had grown into a 13-room Victorian cottage over time from the different family members and different families that lived here. But we're in the 5-room original house, if you will, right now.
What happened to the rest of that?
So in 1938, the house was purchased by Henry Sharp and his sisters, and they worked with Norman Isham to bring the house back to its original footprint. And then it was given to our organization in 1947. We're standing right now in the Great Room, or the Great Hall, and this is really a story of immigration, of people coming to a new world and finding the same building materials that they would have found in the western parts of England and Scotland, and then building as they would have known how to construct a house at that point in time. There are just a handful of these stone enders that remain now, and it's very unique to this part of the country and Rhode Island in particular.
Is that a style that they brought with them from the old country?
Exactly, yes. So they would have found the lime that was in the ground to help make the mortar. They have the stones. We know that in New England we're surrounded by stone everywhere. And so all the building materials that they would have found in England and Scotland, they also would have found here in the New World.
And this particular stone ender, can you actually go back and trace the style of building to a particular area of England or wherever they came from?
Yes, Sussex, Wales, and the western parts of England is where this style originated.
So let's look at the house, and maybe you can point out some of the aspects of construction.
Well, if you visit the Clements Irons House, the first thing you'll notice, I think, as you walk through the doorway, is this very large fireplace here in the Great Hall. This is, again, a style in rural architecture where there's no hallway that separates you from your guests. So when you walk into the house, you're in the party, so to speak. This is a greeting area, certainly for people outside of the family, and the family certainly would have gathered here and done some cooking here, although we do have a kitchen in the next room also. Four rooms on the first floor and one above. So this is somewhat typical to the stone ender footprint. The stone enders were built on the west end, the stone end being on the west, and that is harking back to England and Scotland also. So you'd want to protect from that wind that would be whipping in, and the salt air, of course, would have been pretty cold. So you have all of your fireplaces on one end of the home.
So now we are up in the attic.
Yes, this is the second floor, the garret of the home. We can see the exposed stone end in front of us here, and some windows allowing light in on the second floor here. And this would have been a place we can see the bed that's positioned in the room, but also storage for the family. And you would have hoped that there would have been some radiant heat coming off of this chimney stack, but again, a day like today, I'm guessing that the family would have been huddled near those fires.
So now we're out back looking at the big stone end.
Yes, we're on the west side of the building. You can see a plastered or columned chimney there. And the exposed stone end, a wonderful example of Rhode Island architecture.
Well, Dan Santos of Historic New England, thanks so much for the tour. And I hope to see you in warmer weather.
Oh, thank you so much, Chuck. And we hope that Rhode Islanders can come out to visit us every Saturday, June 1st through October 15th. We're open to the public and we'd love to see you. Thank you.
Major funding for One Square Mile is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.